You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
Hello,
this is your boy Sheriff.
Hello.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. I'm like, bruh, the Sheriff Puma. What's up? Yo, hey. Dude, well, hey, man. Hey. I just, like, man. I can't even right now. I can't do this right now. I can't do it. I can't do it. Man. If you want. Here.
Here.
TikTok getting tossed in the shitter. TikTok getting thrown in the can. TikTok getting tossed in the shitter. TikTok going bye-bye, man. Goodbye, TikTok. Wow. The reason I'm like unintelligible right now, to say the least, is because Facebook been doing this face recognition, this biometric technology and crap, and doing God knows what with it. Snapchat, only Lord knows. I'm not even getting into any of this. All I'm saying is that all these apps do sick things. They collect all your data, all your browser history, they collect everything. Facebook Messenger, all that. Like I really have to, like, I cringe whenever I have to download Facebook Messenger at all. Like, I'm like, because it's gonna go through all my stuff. It's just, the whole thing is dumb. You know? But like, these are tools that they're giving you, so then you have to have it, and you need it. And so it's like, dude, like, you know? Because you know they're looking at your messages. You know they're looking at your browser. You know they're looking at your penis pictures. You know they're looking at your vagina and booby pictures. You know that this is what's going on. And God forbid, like I said, I don't want to get into it. I do not want to get into it. Like, yes, I do, you know? Because you need to know what's going on with these apps. But if you don't already know, after all the information that's come out, like, are you really even on social media? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look it up, dude. All these apps are just... Oh, my God. But, yeah, so, I mean... Now we got a TikTok ban, supposedly, I guess this Monday. No more TikTok. So, like, there goes all of your connections. You know what I'm saying? Like, your contacts and stuff. There goes all your content. Like, how are we going to handle this? What, you're just banned? Like, just, like, no more? You know? Like, is it going to be like are we still going to be able to do it? But it's going to be against the law to do it. Or it's like... is it just going to be an IP type of deal? IP address and force them to not let us use their app? And so, like, if we're logging in from USA, it's going to be like... Can we just no longer download it from USA? But we can keep it on our phones and use it that way? Like, how is this going to work? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... He's just, all we've heard is, nope, banning TikTok, nope, that's it. Come Saturday, or I'm looking into banning it on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, something like that, you know. But this week, no more TikTok.
Like what?
You know what I'm saying? Well, because they're sending all this data to Beijing.
What?
No, oh, no, no further explanation. Gotta go. Sorry.
Oh my God.
We're looking into alternatives to TikTok. Nigga, you're looking into them? Like, you're going to ban it, like, what, tomorrow? The day after? Like, in just a couple days, it's gonna be banned, but you're looking into alternatives. Shouldn't you have already built an alternative? Like, and even if there was an alternative offered, like, what makes you think I can trust it? This is all government. Like, the government is stepping in and they're taking care of your social media for you now. Like, what? I am confused. Like, should I not be confused right now? Like, should I just get it? Because, like, I don't, like, there's a lot of things in the world, like, I just don't get, I don't understand. And I'm not gonna. Like, I can't understand how you can sacrifice and rape a child. Like, I'm never gonna understand that. Ever. Never, ever, not in a million years, not at all. Not in this lifetime, not in the next lifetime, not in the previous lifetime, never. My soul don't work that way, bro. It ain't auctioned off to the highest payer, to the highest bidder. You understand me? God got my soul, been having my soul. And so, but dude, I don't understand this. Like, like, you might as well ban all social media. Like, if that's your stance on it, and you're like, oh, biometric database in China. Ooh, what about Mark Zuckerberg's servers in, what is it, Switzerland or something like that, or Finland? I don't know where they're at. But I mean, like, dude, they've got secret servers, and I mean, it's not so secret. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it's secret because it's like in another whole another country, a big, huge data center. Huge, like a warehouse. Imagine like a huge warehouse, right? Full of just computers and all your information stored on there. All your photos, all your biometric recognition technology, little data, bits of data, and on the computers. You know what I'm saying? On the servers, on the hard drives. Yeah, on the hard drive. Yeah, you know. Like, I don't get it, bro. Like, if you're gonna put your foot down, put your foot down. You know what I'm saying? I would much rather know, like, oh, okay, no more social media, and I can go back outside and have a life again? Great. You mean I don't have to wake up and pick up my phone and hope there's notifications and stuff like that and messages from people that I know? And so I can talk to them and carry on with the conversation through social media instead of real life, huh? You know? Like, I had more fun growing up getting into fights and, you know, I don't know, having a life outside when I was a kid. Like, kids these days don't understand this. They don't understand that when we started playing video games, you had to tune it to channel 3. They're like, no, you just hit the source button, the input source, input source. They're like, no, there was no input source, there was no smart TVs. We were lucky if we had a TV that could catch stations at all. You understand me? Like, channel 3 was everything to some of us, you know, because we couldn't get the the antenna. It used to be, hey kids, the antenna used to be this long metal thing. It used to be rabbit ears, two of them. And you were lucky if you could get a channel. Heck, you were lucky if those weren't broken off by the kid in the family, by the baby in the family. The baby breaks them off. Or somebody breaks them off and starts whipping your ass with it. Are you feeling me? Like, this is reality. This was just like, what, 15? Maybe 20 years ago, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was the 90s and thousands. Like, this was going on. We were, unlike your spoiled ass, we were getting our asses whipped. I don't think you understand. We, like, whatever you think your timeout punishment is or whatever because you let out a cuss word or whatever, look, let's just face it these days. You guys probably are, I'm talking to the younger generation, you guys probably aren't even punished these days. What, you got your phone taken away from you? Ooh. You know how many times I got my ass kicked at the age of 2? I'm not even exaggerating. My grandpa whipped the fucking shit out of my ass. Don't you understand? Beat my ass. You know? And I didn't even get it near as bad as my parents did. My dad? I don't even want to get into it. I don't even want to get into it. My grandpa was a very weird guy. I'll just put it that way. Really weird. Did some really weird things. And then my grandpa on the other side of the family, really weird, did some even more weirder things. Ask your parents. How many times did they get their ass kicked growing up? By their parents. You? You're lucky. You're lucky. You know, I remember... I don't want to get into it. I'm just saying. Getting your ass whipped by your parents was a real deal. That really happened. So we're going to back this on up because I have gone way off the kilter. Way off the path. Way off from the subject at hand. So you were lucky if you had these two antenna thingies to catch stations. You had to like adjust the antennas. One left, one far right. That don't work. Try to put them together and then put them front to back. No, that don't work. No. So, like I said, if let's say you didn't have those and you just had like, they would leave little circular things. You'd have to stick hangers in them to serve as the antennas for you. And then you were lucky if you could get that to get a channel. See what I'm saying? And so if you had channel 3 and you had a video game system, you were lucky if the connector to the back of the TV even worked. I'm talking about the Nintendo one. You were lucky if everything was in working order, because if you weren't, you were rigging it to figure out how to get it to work. Like, it was that meaningful, and you wanted to do it, that you wanted to play Super Mario Brothers that bad back in the day. Because there was nothing to do. The only other option was to go outside, risk getting kidnapped or sex trafficked with your cousins or your brothers and sisters and ride bikes. Like, do some of you kids these days even know what riding a bike is all about? Pinecone wars? Newspaper wars? Do you? Like, seriously. Do you even have any idea what going outside and playing is like? I get the feeling like some of y'all bubble kids don't. Y'all in a bubble. So anyways, Mike Tyson, dude is trying to make a comeback. And I say trying because it hasn't happened yet, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean that in a disrespectful sense, and here's why. Even though Mike Tyson is older, like, if you've seen his training videos, you know you don't want to get toe-to-toe with this dude. I'm just saying, like, you don't want to get toe-to-toe with Mike Tyson. I seen the dude in the ring. I seen what he could do. You know what I'm saying? I seen him knock a nigga out or two. That's all I'm saying. And so, like, him trying to come back, that's actually pretty cool. I'm not even gonna lie. Mike Tyson making a comeback is pretty cool. Now, let's just hope he doesn't Evander Holyfield. Like let's hope he don't bite niggas' ears off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's smoking weed now, so hopefully he's calmed down a little bit, you know? And he said, what a real nigga do is walk away from the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not trying to instigate. He's not trying to instigate. And so, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he seems to have a level head to be cool about things. Compared to the ear-biting, I'll rape your baby talk that he was doing way back in the day. Like, that was just strange. He's gonna make a comeback, you guys. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man. He brought up a pretty interesting point. He's saying that he wants to do like, I don't know, the dude on TV was saying, or YouTube was like, seniors tour. I don't like that word, you know what I'm saying? Makes him seem like it's a senile tour, like, oh, the all crazy guys are fighting each other again. Like, nah, like, they're not that damn old yet. I mean, like, they're old, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't that damn old. I wouldn't, like, it's like he said, it's a Legends tour. It's not a Seniors tour. Like, I think that's a little disrespectful, to be honest, for that young punk to get up on TV and talk about the Seniors tour. And he kept saying, Seniors, Seniors tour. It's some dude from First Look. Go Mike Tyson comeback First Look. You'll probably find it on YouTube. But, yeah. So, I'm kind of interested to see that. I'm kind of interested to see what Mike Tyson's going to be like in the ring. So, yeah. I mean, I know boxing's got a bad rap for, like, they got a bad rap for, like, people rigging the system. But look at all sports these days. You know what's funny, though? Is that all sports are going downhill because of the agendas being put behind them. Like, for example, the San Antonio Spurs now have, like, Black Lives Matter on the back of their jerseys. And instead of the player's name, they got, like, some kind of, what's the word, euphemism? Like, they got some kind of thing, like, some kind of saying, like, equality. Like, that's the nigga's name, equality number 23. You know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter number one. Like, I said, and then, folks, that's how you get boycotted. People are laughing. They love that shit. They love that comment. But, like, it's funny, though, man. Because, like, it's true. Like, that's, like, really? Like, really? Like, you're going there? Like, you're not only killing your brand, but you're killing the whole NBA with this. Like, it has killed NFL. It has killed the San Francisco 49ers support. Like, people are pissed off. Like, nobody supports Kaepernick. Like, nobody. Like, who, Obama? Like, fuck yeah! You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? But boxing has a potential to actually make a comeback right now. Because we all know... Who's Justin Bieber's favorite? What's that dude's name? Mayweather? We all know Mayweather has just shit all over the sport. We all know what that did. We all know that Pacquiao took the fall and blamed it on his bum arm. I mean, like, you know, like, we all know that boxing and fighting and whatever that was, right? We know that fighting has taken it's done a spiraling nosedive into the dirt. Like, fighting and the boxing, like, it's not really all that appealing anymore. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, we're gonna watch it. But every time we watch it, we walk away disappointed, let down. Like, like, really? Like, you let Mayweather win? Like, really? Floyd floss my teeth with a G-string money Mayweather. Get the fuck out of here. If that dude could fight, I'll be surprised. I'd like to see Mike Tyson knock that punk out. Let me see that fight. Let me see Lennox Lewis kick Mayweather's ass. Like, for real, I want to see a real fight. You know? Because I know Pacquiao would kick his ass if it came down to it. Manny Pacquiao would kick his ass. And I'm not talking about kick. Manny Pacquiao would murder Money Mayweather. Quote unquote, Money Mayweather. My money's on Money Mayweather. Yeah, because he rigged the fight, nigga. Shut your mouth. Mike Tyson's a bad, shut your mouth. A bad mother, shut your mouth. For real, dude. For real. For real. I don't know, man. Trump is something else, dude. But that nigga is not from this planet. He, like, that's like my grandpa being president. Like, my dumb, like, you know, God rest his soul. But my dumbass grandpa that can't even work the goddamn toaster trying to run the fucking country? And this ain't, I'm sorry, trying to run this nation? Like, this is a nation under God, not a nation under authoritarian control. Like, see, I don't understand. Like, oh my god. Like, there, I'm gonna keep it real with you. There is beef. So from what I can gather or understand, this is either fake or it's real. And I'm gonna leave that up to you to decide, because I can't decide right now. Like, it's either, the beef is either fake or real. But I'm gonna put it to you this way, okay? Gavin Newsom, who is the governor of California, is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. I mean, they have people come on, oh, that's not true. But yeah, it is. And if you think that they don't, even if there was a divorce in the family and blah, 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 or a death in the family or whatever, right? If you think that those two still aren't clicked up, like, as if they're family, then obviously you're not paying attention to what's going on. Gavin Newsom has his hand over California and has way too much power going on with that, right? And Nancy Pelosi's in the White House. She's got her hand over the White House, and she's got way too much power with that going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? Like, they're still clicked up and trying to take over. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, they're still, like, right there. Like, tight. They're tight, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then, on the other hand, you have Donald Trump and sons, right? Because he's got two sons and an in-law son, right? Son-in-law. So his son-in-law has married Ivanka Trump. But his son-in-law's dad is a crook, a felon, a criminal. Like bad. Like, bad off bad. And so, the apple don't fall very far from the tree, you understand? But he also has another son, right? We got Eric Trump, right? And then we got Donald Trump Jr. Now, I believe it's Jr. that Kimberly Guilfoyle. Hold up, I wanna look this up, cause I don't wanna give. Hold on. I hope that's how you spell her name. It's such a weird last name. All right, so. She is married to, like, I don't, like, this is how irrelevant these people are to me, right? Oh, yeah, she's with Junior. Kimberly Guilfoyle tests positive for coronavirus. Yeah. Wow. Do you remember what we said about testing positive for coronavirus? Did I talk about that on here yet? Because that means you're guilty of the adrenochrome trials, from what I understand. So, okay. All right. Kimberly Guilfoyle left Fox News after sexual misconduct. Wow. Pretty interesting, right? She left Fox News Network on July 20th of 2018. But she married Donald Trump Jr. Now, do you see how this is all working out so far? Because I'm not done yet. You know who her ex is? Gavin Newsom. Oh, so either there's a connection or there's beef there. And like I said, I'm going to leave that up to you guys to decide. You guys can decide that. And, yeah. I'll leave it for you to decide if it's beef or if they're still on the same team. Because, I mean, I got exes that I have beef with, but I also have exes that we could still be on the same team if we were to keep talking. Like, I can go back and still sleep with some of my exes if I wanted to. Not all of them, but some of them I could. You know what I'm saying? So either there's beef there, or there's still a connection. You dig? Right. And you know, some of my exes, they don't want to admit that I could still go back and sleep with them. Granted, all the conditions are right. Because some of, like, I had this one ex, she hated to admit the fact that, how would she say it? Like, I don't like the fact that, like, you can still have your way with me. And you know, here's what's wrong with that statement. She came and had her way with me and made me seem like it was all my idea. You see what I'm saying? Sneaky, sneaky, bad and sneaky. Like, all my haters can suck on that. For real. Like, haters gonna hate. But they will never do it to my face. Ever, never, ever, not at all. Because they know what will happen if they hated me to my face. Here's what would happen. I would say something that would make them so mad that they would get their ass kicked. You see how that works? I'm not gonna lay all the details out. But yeah. I mean, that's just what happens. You can get your ass kicked. That's all I'm gonna say. You know, that's all I care about these days right now is that we save the kids. Like, all this shit going on in the world is pretty much irrelevant. Everything else going on right now is irrelevant. Because the media, they don't want you to focus in on the Hollywood elite and the adrenochrome and the this and the that. Because they're guilty. If Disney was put on trial, do you really think Disney staff, Disney actors and actresses, Disney CEOs, Disney investors, like, you really think that they're all going to, whenever I say Disney staff, I mean everybody. 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 Everybody on the Disney cruise ships. I mean, like, this list can go on and on and on. Everybody employed by Disney. You think they're not guilty of some really sick, disturbing, disgusting crap? Yeah, obviously you don't know Disney like they know Disney. You know what really makes me sick, though? People who try to, like, be part of Disney. They want in, right? They want in. They want to be the new Disney princess. They want to be the one singing the songs. Like, that to me is disturbing. It's disturbing. Because they'll get employed by Disney parks and theme parks, you know? Which, what, pays, like, minimum wage? If that, like, I don't know, I don't work there. But I know people that do work there. And they don't make shit. Talking about, like, they don't make shit. They can't pay their bills, don't make shit. Like, I'm telling you, they don't make shit working at these parks. Right? Even if you're in maintenance, which should be paying decent money an hour, right? You would think. At least 20-something an hour, something like that, right? No. They're barely making over minimum wage. They're lucky. They're lucky if they're making over minimum wage type of deal. You know what I'm saying? It's a union. Like, what does that tell you? The fire department is a union. And look at how corrupt that's been. The police are a union. They're a brotherhood. Look how corrupt that's been. What's that tell you? My friends, it's time to clean house, dude. It's time to clean house. Donald Trump doesn't want to do it because he's learned from President Nixon. Okay? Like, that's your, is this your final answer? Like, you don't want to get rid of anybody in the White House and on Capitol Hill and all this crap and Congress, blah, blah, blah. Because You heard down through the grapevine, through President Nixon's term and all this, like you learn, you learn that you don't get rid of people. I don't get it. I really don't get it. At this point, I just really don't understand your reasoning. I don't understand your excuse. I don't understand any of your excuses. Like, should I? It's a real drag that people like actually go way out of their way to support Trump. I used to be that brainwashed. I used to be that tool. I used to be a troll like that. Speaking of trolling and Donald Trump, have you ever been to a 404 not found page on Donald Trump's freaking campaign website? Go to his website, DonaldJTrump.com, put the slash afterwards, and then type random letters and numbers, and then hit enter. And it says, it looks like you're just as lost as he is, and it shows a photo of Biden. Wow, right? Wow. Wow. His whole campaign is built on trolling. He is the biggest troll of all. People are like, he's the master troll. Like, you really take pride in trolling? Like me? I take pride in telling the truth. Asking you real shit. You know what I'm saying? But you take great pride in your 404 troll page? 404 page not found. Wow. And people are eating this up. That's the sad part about it. Like, what kind of society have we become that this is acceptable? This is the guy who is your president. Oh, it's not my president. Yes, it is. He is in office. He's president. You live in this nation under God, whether you choose to accept that or not. These are facts. That is the duly elected president. Whether you choose to accept it or not, people are like, that's not my president. Well, then what country do you live in? What nation are you living in? What continent do you live on? What what political structure do you live under then? Because if you're living here underneath a different political structure, and you are staying here long term without legally getting your citizenship, then I think you need to go back. I watched, George Lopez stand up last night. I laughed like twice. Ha! Like, those were the extents of my laughs. Well, he was up there like an hour or something. 2 hours? I don't even know. It was way too long. Like, if you watch the preview, you pretty much see all the funny parts. And that's it. Like, some of it was like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But only like two things were really funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one of the first things he gets up there and talks shit about is ICE. Oh, you know, they want to do that shit. They want to do that shit. Like, it's a hot topic. Like, he's pushing the red button that you don't push. You know what I'm saying? The self-destruct button. Like, he pretty much killed his act as soon as he brought up ICE. People were booing him. Boo. Freaking putas. Talking about ICE. Well, if you're so mad, then get the fuck out of here. If you're not on the side of ICE, who is here to protect legal citizenships and citizens, and you think that rapists and pedophiles coming over from other countries and raping and pedophiling kids over here is such a great fucking thing, then get the fuck out. I got a notification for you, motherfucker. Get the fuck out. You don't like that shit? You got your 50 cal? Oh yeah? Prove it, motherfucker. Get the fuck out. You don't like that shit? You don't like ice? You don't like us busting your ass? Then get the fuck out, because that's what's gonna happen, bitch. Fucking putos. Like, fuck you. Pinche Americon. Pinche puto. Pinche cabrón. Pendejo, get the fuck out. You know, that fucking border works two ways, guys. I know you're loving your freedom here. You're loving how that you don't get harassed by police like you do over in Mexico to give to they, because they want their 20 American dollars, eh? Eh, ese? They want their 50 American dollars to get left alone, eh? Try that shit over here. How many cops are gonna take 50 bucks? 500 bucks? Like, no, that's a serious question. I wanna know. How many corrupt cops are out there doing this shit? But look, I know that you love your fucking freedom over here. But do it the fucking legal way, man. You don't see me trying to fucking break the goddamn border down and dig under the holes and all that shit to get back into Mexico, do you? You don't see me border hopping to get into fucking Canada, do you? No. You sure don't. Wonder why. But you want to bring all that shit over here. That's like living in a different state and moving to another state and trying to bring all that shit there. Get like, leave your city out of my country. Never seen that before? And you haven't been to the country, folks. You have not been to the country. Like, for real though, I'm gonna stick on this for a while. Like, get the fuck out. There's the door, S.A. There's your tunnel, S.A. Rabbit hole your ass back onto the other side if you don't like it. You think ICE is some bullshit? I think your drug peddling is bullshit. I think your child trafficking is bullshit. I think your fucking 50 cal is bullshit. The cartel is gonna do what they fucking want. They got the fucking 50 cal, man. Really? We got tanks and shit. We got fucking Air Force fighters that'll drop a goddamn bomb, right? Like, they do what they want, they got the 50 cal, man. So? So what? They put a fucking bullet hole like this in your arms. I don't give a fuck. I'm one guy. We got a fucking army of motherfuckers, like. And I'm not even in that army, like. We got army, we got military, we got Air Force, we got Coast Guard, I mean, we got all this shit, right? But. Cartel gonna do what they fucking want, they got the 50 cal, right? Who's? They got the 50 cal, boom, boom, boom. They put it on the 50 cal on the back of the truck, who's? They put it on the 50 cal, who's? Blow it out your ass. Go the fuck home. Take your drunk asses back home. We don't need you. You know, I encourage you. I want you to go look at what George Lopez says on his old, like, comedy thing. I would get into it, but I'd rather you just go look for yourself. Like, it's like you're watching Obama with a mic. And I'm not even shitting you. Like I said, like, there's a couple funny parts, you know? Because the dude is a comedian. Or a lousy excuse for one. But the guy, he is a comedian, right? But I want you to go look for yourself. See all this bullshit he's promoting. All these agendas he's promoting. Go listen to it for yourself. I don't give a fuck.